My mom had to help me raise my daughter. My sister had to take me in, basically homeless. You know, one minute I'm working, this and that. But just one day, it was all taken away from me.
Life is more than random events that happen to us from one day to the next. We're caught up in a story, one that God has been writing from the beginning of time. Stories of darkness and light, brokenness and redemption. They show us who He is and how much He loves us. They're the stories of our lives, and if we let Him, He'll use them for His glory.
I was working overnight job at Walmart. Came home one morning to my mom, and I happened to go to sleep. I get up very, very, very sore. I can't move. And I told my mom, like, Mom, I cannot move. Like, it hurts. So she rushed me to the hospital. They did x-rays, said they couldn't find anything. And she so happened to see her doctor. Just wanted a second opinion. So they run me through x-ray again. They found 2 blood clots in my lungs, softball sizes. I'm glad for the second opinion, because I wouldn't be here. Being in the hospital room with, you know, you just know your time is up. You know, I didn't, you know, God, this can't be it. And the doctors, they didn't know how or if I was gonna make it. So, you know, doing the treatments, my sister, my mom, my daughter, you know, they just hanging by, you know, hoping I get through. Then one day he come in and say, we don't see your blood clots. We don't know what happened. He told me, you're blessed, you're a miracle. And that's what they called me, I'm a miracle child. And he's, doctor told me he was excited to see what God is gonna do in my life. But that's when I really got serious about God. And traveling home one night from the job, I just happened to look to my right, and there was a guy that stepped right on the line in the street. He caught my side mirror. And to this day, you know, it's times as I get in my car, drive, I can still hear the bone cracking sound. And it threw my car at least 25 yards into the barricade in the middle. And all I can think about is I killed someone. Come to find out he was okay. I think he had dementia. So just in those moments, you know, God being there just to calm my soul. So, you know, that just things like that. And I know Satan's gonna do anything he possibly can to wreck them, take me out. But I know we have a mighty, mighty God that I serve. I asked him to, if he gives me my family back, I would take his word and I would preach his word. And I learned that I have to keep my promise. Because, you know, he just got me through a lot of different things. You know, he blessed me with just more than what I can imagine than anything I asked for. You know, I'm in trucks all day. I see accidents, seeing things I should have seen far with the accidents, experienced turnovers happen right in front of me. You know, these are people I just spoke to that morning, but didn't make it back home to their families at night. I think a lot of people don't have a reality grasp of who God is and the things that He can do. Still learning myself. But give Him a chance. Stay in your word. Allow Him to actually speak through you, speak to you, and actually just listen. And that's why I said at that time, 2015, you know, no phone, no car, no job. I had no choice but to get to know you. I just wish everybody could grasp the love I have for them. You know, it's amazing. It really is.